Are there words that you say at Mass that, truth be told, you don't really know what they mean? I think I may even be guilty of that. On occasion, I say a word and perhaps couldn't define it if I had to. Well, I think I may have discovered one of those words, but we will remedy that today. But first, I need you to humor me and do me a favor. I'm going to chant a little phrase, and I want you to do your best to repeat it. It's not too hard. We'll do it in two parts. Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
It was pretty good, really. Well, I sang that tune for the first time when I was a sophomore in high school. Right here, Dodge City High School, and we learned that song, and that was the opening phrase. And the way that the song went is one of the boys from the choir, not myself, but one of the boys from the choir, would sing the song to begin, and the whole choir would repeat it. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But I remember once we were at what is now DCMS, Dodge City Middle School. I don't know if it was a contest or a concert. And the choir director, she told us, she said, now, however he sings it, you have to repeat it the same way. And the way he sang it was very creative, and we were trying to match it, and you did a much better job this morning. You know, it's one thing to not know how to sing those words. But this sophomore in high school, who's now your pastor, didn't know what those words meant. In fact, even more recently, he didn't know what those words meant. Do you? This today is the time to ask. Because we started Holy Week at those doors the same way they started 2,000 years ago, with the word Hosanna. Hosanna to the King of David, they sang as Jesus came in. We sang as we came in. Not only that, every single time we come to Mass, what do we sing at the altar? Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. What does the word Hosanna even mean? Well, the word Hosanna is a Hebrew word. And we sing it now as a shout of joy. Hosanna in the highest, every time we come to Mass. But that wasn't its original meaning. Pope Benedict XVI, in his excellent book on Holy Week, points out that it was originally more of a cry for help. Hosanna was more like Hoshana, Hosha, Yeshua, Joshua, which is where we get the word Jesus, meaning to save, and Na at the end meaning please. Come save us. Come to our aid. Now, gradually in the time of the Jews, that went from being a cry for help into a shout of jubilation. So by the time it gets to Jesus entering Jerusalem, it's sort of a complex blend of the two, both praising his entry and praying that he will return the kingdom to David. So what does that mean for us today? What does it mean when we sing Hosanna every Mass at the altar? Well, maybe for you, it could have the same two meanings. I praise you, Jesus, for loving me, for coming to this altar right in front of me. But come help me, Jesus. Help my family. Help my work. Help my spiritual life. Help my relationships. It is an appropriate welcome for Jesus. In Holy Week, in the Holy Holy, or at any time. I praise you, and I need you. Hosanna.